In this week's arts feature, Ian Willoughby visits the Hunt Kastner Artworks Gallery in Prague to talk contemporary Czech art, running a gallery, and the Czech art scene from an outsider's point of view.
The sound of sawing at Hunt Kastner Artworks in Prague 7, where preparations are currently underway for a new show by the Czech conceptual artist Eva Kotyatkova. The private gallery is owned and run by Camille Hunt, who is Canadian, and Katja Kastner, who's from the US, though her mother is Czech. The two represent 10 Czech artists, among them Kotyatkova, Josef Bolf, and Daniel Pitín. This week I stopped by to talk to the owners about their work, both curating shows and helping their artists find buyers overseas. I first asked Camille Hunt what had led her and Katja Kastner to open the gallery in the first place.
What led us to open the gallery here is that there are few galleries representing artists working on that level. So there are a lot of art spaces, non-profit, artist-run spaces, but very few that are working, representing artists, showing them abroad. That's why we decided to open a small private gallery.
What's the experience been like so far? You've been open for 4 years, Katja.
Actually, surprisingly good. Better than expected. I think when we started the gallery, there's not really that much commercial art galleries here in Prague, and there's not really a big market for the kind of art that we're showing, which is pretty young and pretty progressive. Actually, our expectations in terms of sales and that sort of thing wasn't that high, and we've been really very pleasantly surprised.
How do you select the artists you would like to work with, Katja?
Actually, that's a very difficult decision. It's a question we get a lot, and people always want to know where we find the artists. And in fact, Camille and I have been living here since 1991 and been working in the arts field, so we know the artists, and we've known them for a long time, and it's something that you spend a lot of time watching their work over a period. But choosing the artist is always difficult because, in particular, we represent now 10 artists. And it's sort of a limit about how much artists that we can really give a lot of time to. And so we decided that we would focus on the younger generation because they're the ones who are in need of it most.
From your perspectives as foreigners, how would you regard the contemporary Czech art scene?
I think the artists are strong, but the infrastructure is quite weak still. So that's we're hoping to help change that in our small way. So, you know, I'm speaking of like the museums, you know, state institutions and city institutions. So we'd like to see those improve and get stronger, and it would help us, and generally everybody would benefit, the artists, the scene, gallerists. So we have to work in concert. So the scene, the artists are good, but the infrastructure is quite weak. I mean, the support.
Camille's right. I think that it's just not developed at a platform here, and it's what I said earlier, in particular, for instance, like the market for contemporary art was very weak or non-existent. In fact, we used to laugh when we opened the gallery, and I had friends in New York who were asking me, and they said, well, you're opening a gallery in Prague, what's the competition like? And I laughed, and I said, well, we don't really have any competition, there's no market. And actually, that's changed over the past 4 years, and we'd like to see a lot more galleries open like us, and I think the artists really need it, because artists need to sell, they need to be able to fund their work and to develop their work. And so we'd be really happy to see more commercial galleries, and we'd be really happy to see, for instance, there to build up, for instance, like a gallery district like you find in Berlin or you find in Paris or you find in where there's more galleries that are working with artists.
Would you have any idea how Prague compares to other former Eastern Bloc capitals, like, for example, Warsaw or further eastwards?
For the scene, I mean, it doesn't compare favorably to Warsaw, for example, but it's hard to compare because Poland's a much bigger country. But the scene there is much more active. There are more young galleries, private galleries. The curators are more, Polish curators are more active internationally, so they get the Polish artists out there. So it doesn't compare that favorably. And also the Polish market for contemporary art is much more developed. There are many more local collectors of contemporary art, which is not is the case here so much. But compared to, for example, Hungary, or it's probably about this, maybe on the same level. It's, you know, I'm speaking gross generalizations, but yeah.
Tell me about the international aspect of your business and how it works in practical terms. selling Czech artists' work abroad?
Well, the international part of our business is actually quite important. And in fact, from the beginning, the majority of our collectors were from abroad. They were serious collectors who have serious collections, who really think about it and add to their collection-specific pieces from... And they're interested in... that was a great thing for us, I think, and it was really positive for us to see that people were interested in not just us, but outside. They were interested in the work from, a purely artistic perspective. They weren't just collecting Czech artists or artists that they knew. This was artists who they didn't know, and they saw their work, and they saw the quality of it. And so I said that's been really important for us. And as Camille also said, it's, in terms of, like, expanding the platform for the Czech artists, this is really important. It's getting them more, their work seen outside of this very small, sort of centralized Prague circle. So that's been very important, and for that we go to the art fairs. We go to the big art fairs, really well-known places like in Basel or in London or in the U.S. And as I said, so that's an important part of what we do, is bringing the artist's work outside of and introducing it to new people. And it's not just collectors, it's also curators and museum directors and people who are working in the arts on an international level.
What kind of reception has the work of the artists you represent met abroad?
They've been met with great enthusiasm, so we're very happy about that. So, and I would say, again, coming back to your question about the art scene here, the artists are as strong as anywhere else. It's just they're not, when I speak of weakness, it means they're not represented internationally. So when we do show them internationally, I mean, the reception is what it should be, because the artist's work is good.
Eva Kotyatkova, one of Hunt Kastner Artworks' artists, was the recipient of the prestigious Jindřich Kalopecký Prize for Young Czech Artist of the Year in 2007, and is one of the hottest conceptual artists of her generation. Her new show, Controlled Memory Loss, opens at the gallery next Wednesday. Camille Hunt told me it'll be very interesting, but didn't want to give away too much about what it will entail.
It's continuing her exploration of familiar social structures like the family and the home, and looking at those limitations and how they define us and how we negotiate these things. So, and it'll be consist of video and installation work, drawings, and I think it'll be very interesting work. New work she's working on right now. You might be able to hear the machines in the background sawing and drilling.
And tell us how your relationship with her works, how it's developed.
Well, yeah, Eva is, I guess you could say, one of our up-and-coming artists. So I'd like to think actually a lot of ours are up-and-coming artists. With our other artists, I said we represent 10 artists. We actually work with them very closely over long term. And that's the important thing that I think we're doing in the Czech Republic, which is maybe new for other galleries here. It's not just one show and then thank you very much and then on to the next person. So we work with people really over the long term. So with Eva, we're giving the show here, and then we're actually going to show her in Basel a solo project in June, which is a continuation of this one. It's a very close relationship with the artists that we represent. We work with them over a long period of time on exhibitions here, exhibitions abroad, and their work in general.
That was Catherine Kastner ending that report from Ian Willoughby. And that edition of Arts was first broadcast in January 2010.